So good morning, everybody. This is the second of a series of talks that we're having in Healing Streams about the Book of Romans. The Book of Romans is in the New Testament. It's written by Paul the Apostle. It has 16 chapters altogether. And last week, Tom covered the first chapter and a half or so. And this week, I'm going to have half the second chapter and the third chapter. And the title of the talk is Righteousness Revealed. And righteousness is a word maybe we sometimes don't understand properly. Sometimes even it can be people think of self-righteousness and so on. But righteousness is a really important idea because it's about how does a person, any person, young, old, man, woman, how do they have a right relationship with God? And that's what we're the core of what we're looking at today. Now, at the end of talk one, last week, Tom talked from Romans chapter 1. And in Romans chapter 1, what we find is that there is a very big problem. It's what's called the bad news. It's Paul's bad news. And the bad news is that since the fall, since the time of Adam and Eve and their sin against God and their turning away from God, that things in the world have essentially gone from bad to worse. And I'm sure Tom went into this last week with you. It didn't just stop with Adam and Eve, the turning away from God. It actually got worse and people got worse. And eventually, Paul says and comes at the end of chapter 1, man has followed his own way. He's tried to replace God in his life with himself and with things. And even though today in the world, and it's interesting how David said this morning, how people see things differently depending on the different countries they're in and so on. But even today in the world, and even though we've seen many advances, we can also see that there's terrible wickedness is still there. And it isn't just, we've seen it in society, we've seen it in government, and in families. And of course, ultimately, we see it in individuals, in ourselves. So that was, Tom covered that last week. And that is, the news there isn't good. Essentially, it is that there is this gulf between what God expects and what God created us for and what we've become. And perhaps we don't like to hear that, but it's at the heart of the message. And in order to understand the full message of Romans, you have to understand that. So on to this week's talk. Okay. Now, that picture that Thomas painted for us last week, an obvious answer that people would make to that picture is, well, what about all the good people that are in the world? What about all the good religious people? What about the good things that people do? Doesn't that make a difference to God? And Romans chapter 2, Paul begins to talk about that. And he begins to see, well, where does religion fit in the world, and isn't there a difference and he deals with the differences that are between people, or at least the differences that people perceive. Surely the idea is that people will be able to justify themselves to God when they meet him. Surely they'll be able to say, well, God, you know, I gave alms to the poor. I went to church every Sunday. I I was a good family man. I was so many things like that. We'll be able to justify ourselves. But Paul says, and he has the example at that time of being a Jew. Of course, that in his time, the religion that was there was being a Jew. And that was the context that he was reading from. So I'm just going to read now from Romans chapter 2, verses 17 to 28, and what Paul says about being religious, and whether that's the answer to this problem, of that being religious is the answer to this problem that's arisen between man and God. So I'm just going to read. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know his will and approve what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light to those who are in dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of little children, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. And he goes on to explain a thing called circumcision, which was a ceremony that all Jewish children went through at that time. And he says,